It's Jake Oxenthorpe, I'm here with new Handsworth manager, Peter Duffield. Obviously not an ideal start. What did you think of the game?
A poor start, a horrendous start. I thought we got outworked. Pure and simple, we got outworked. I ain't going to criticise them. It's my first game. They're getting to know me. There might have been a bit of nervousity about it, if that's the right word. There might have been a bit of fear, or more have you. But, no, you know, like I say, so, like I said on Thursday, somebody will get this club right as a manager, right? I want it to be me, right? But with the owner and one thing and another and what he wants to do, somebody will get this club right. We've got the opportunity of getting it right. We believe we will get it right. But if you look at today, you think, oh, it's going to take a bit of time. I don't like getting beat, and I'm not used to getting beat. But if you're going to get beat, you don't get beat because the team's worked harder than you. I don't particularly... The shape doesn't help a little bit, especially on a big pitch and a pitch that's quite heavy. And we're trying to pass the ball and move the ball around. Sometimes you can't, if you want to win things, sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes you've got to grind things and things like that. So, you know, there's a mentality has to change to a certain degree. That don't want to be winners, we have to accept that we have to change our ways of thinking. And that will change, but that might be over a wee bit of time, not over a week. So, you know, yeah, it would have been very nice to have won and get on a positive note. We didn't. We move on to the next game. But we've said some words. There's been no shouting and screaming. Believe it or not, even though my voice is going. But we'll train Tuesday, we'll train Thursday. And we'll try and put things right. And eventually, if I have to bring players in, then I'll bring players in. You know, it's a good club. It's a great club, in fact. And I have to work hard to stay here. And so does everyone else.
Obviously, just getting to know all the players that obviously Russ has left behind. Were there any positives you can take from the players in this game?
No. No, we lost 1-0. I don't think we've had a shot on goal. They've had too many shots at our goal. Scored a goal that was a poor, from our point of view, a good poor goal from them. From our point of view, good goal from them, but it was because a kid had run. Kid got all the way, kid run. Played a good ball in. We didn't have that. We didn't have enough people running and running past people. It's all right getting the ball to feet all the time. It's all right doing that at Anfield or at home on a great pitch. But when you come to a pitch that's heavy like this, unfortunately, you got to run. And we didn't have that. So the short and bottom of it is the last manager went, right? Has it been because of the last manager, or has it been because of the players? You know, and I'm not going to slag them off. I'm not going to name names, but I'll make sure that we work harder than that. Now, what we'd like to do it with the same bunch of players. We might bring one or two in so we can change the system, because we are very narrow. We don't have any width or wide men at the club whatsoever. We don't have that get out of coming into midfield and playing it out the other way, because we have no natural width. So we might have to change change personnel on that way. But I don't want to change players just because they don't work hard enough. And today, if the negative today is we didn't work hard enough. It's as simple as that.
All right, cheers, Pete.